What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yeah, obviously understanding the flow of the game there and knowing that if we got points there, whether it was three or six, you know, it made it a full one-score game where they had to go for two. And that's why, like, on that fourth and two, obviously we elected to kick, give us our defense a chance to go out there and play. You know, and we made a play there at the end. I'm just so proud of our guys.
How about your reaction now that you're headed to the AFC Championship game?
You know, that's what we've worked for, is an opportunity to play another week. You know, we don't want our season to end on a loss. And this gives us an opportunity to keep going, but we'll enjoy this one. You know, a lot to learn from this one. Obviously, wasn't pretty, but these playoff games, man, you got to win by one. That's all that matters.
And Josh, what was it like in that locker room just now? Is it excitement, relief, looking forward?
It's a lot of everything. We're excited. A lot of pride in that locker room. I said it in my post game. You know, we don't listen to the outside noise, but everyone was saying this and that about us, and we didn't have enough talent, weren't good enough to be in these positions, and our guys just continue to work hard, and we're internally driven. We love each other, and I think you saw how much we played for each other there.
Josh, what goes in seizing the moment at that moment of time? Bernard gets the ball back. What did you tell your guys in that huddle at that moment of time?
Oh, we just said we score, we win the game. And that's obviously we want to get six there, so we don't make it as interesting as that one. But, again, just it doesn't have to look pretty. You just got to get one more than they do.
Did the game plan, I mean, it seemed like you guys didn't throw the way you normally would throw, especially against that team with that run defense. Did something change in the way the game script went that you leaned more heavily on the run?
I think we're having success in the running game. Obviously, when your defense forces turnovers like they did tonight, it puts you in favorable position where, you know, you don't have to throw that much. And again, we just relied on our backs like we have all year, relied on our O-line. They did a heck of a job.
Josh, what was the message all week that coach been mimicking to you guys since Wednesday?
I mean, it was fundamentals in the ball. And it's not something that hasn't changed. You know, that's something that we preach in training camp is making sure we're holding on to the football and taking the football away on defense. And that's what you saw tonight.
You know, I felt like there's a lot of things that had to happen to get to this point, but it just felt like ever since you beat the Chiefs here, that it was almost like that's the game that had to decide the AFC. I mean, did you have that sense as things were going through the end of the season?
No, I don't think so. I think, again, the regular season is what the regular season is, and it doesn't matter how well you perform, you know, when you get to the playoffs. It doesn't really matter. And we lost 35-10 to this team, and you know, it's hard to beat a team twice. We understand that. We know that. It's a team that we beat early in the season, but it's not the same team. You know, they got some guys back on their defense and their offense. You know, and I can't tell you enough. I don't know much about them because I haven't looked at them because I should have been focusing on the Ravens. So we'll get in that tomorrow.
There was so much buildup in this one in the quarterback matchup. How did you deal with that? Did it affect your approach at all? And then also with the conditions out there, how did that sort of affect the way things went?
Yeah, you know, missed a couple throws. Wish I had him back, but again, I got nothing but love for Lamar. He's one of the greatest to ever put a uniform on and play in the NFL. Honored to share the field with him.
Josh, some of the plays from Khalil tonight. I know you guys have such a deep trust. Just what did he bring to the game tonight?
Yeah, the first third down, huge pickup for us, making sure he caught that one. Allowed us to get points on that first drive. You know, he's so good in the screen game and in the underneath catch and run game. Yeah, that's what he's done all year.
What is it like on the sideline when the defense is forcing the turnovers? Like, what are the reactions like? What are you thinking when that happens?
Yeah, I mean, the first turnover, we didn't get any points off of it, or didn't score a touchdown, I should say. I don't know if we got points, to be honest. I think we punted, right? So that's one thing. You know, your defense is doing a good enough job of forcing turnovers. You got to make sure that you capitalize on the offense side of the ball. And we didn't feel like we did enough of that tonight. So, again, stuff to learn from, but we move on.
Could you believe that Andrews dropped that one though? He was wide open. I mean, that was kind of a shocking result.
Yeah, I mean, I had a talk with Von Miller in the off season, and we just kind of talked about sometimes the ball will roll your way or it won't, and that's just an instance of it rolled our way, and you take it how it is.
Josh, another week to go. First time in a long time, AFC Championship. Back to the seam of the crime, man. What's the focus?
Do whatever it takes to get a win. That's all that matters. But starts tomorrow. We'll enjoy this one tonight. Turn our attention towards them tomorrow.